The Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. School and started on their first case, they boarded a fast train for Chicago on the trail of their suspect. Getting off at midnight to have lunch at a junction point, the old rubes, only half-dressed, got back on the wrong train. But through dumb luck, the crook they were chasing was also changing trains, and the old boys arrested him in his sleep. The town band was waiting for the governor on the same train, and Cy and Elmer thought the reception was for them. Anyway, the town thinks a lot of them, as they have been invited to speak as guests of honor at the noonday luncheon of the Tigers Club. We now find the detectives in their office, where Elmer rehearses his speech, and Cy is an attentive, if critical, audience.
Now, looky here, you keep still, Cy, and let me practice my speech for the Tigers Club lunch, will you?
Why do I have to keep so still, Elmer? Ain't this just as much my lunch and my speech as it is yours?
No, it ain't.
Why is it?
We was asked to come and make a speech, on account of our capturing that dangerous criminal on the train.
Yeah?
Well, everybody knows I done all the work in catching him. So I'm going to make the speech.
Well, it's all right for you to do the talking, Elmer.
Did
but
you?
I want to help you get ready first. Are you sure that was the best book of speeches I had in the library?
Best one. It was the only one.
Yeah.
They just had two of them just alike. So I reckon it's the best book of speeches ever got out.
Well, read that good one again. I'll listen to it.
All right. Here it is. Says that it's good for all public occasions and begins with a proper form of address to the chair.
The chair? Are you going to be talking to the chairs, Elmer?
Oh, shucks, Cy. The chair means the chairman, the fella that runs the meeting.
Yeah, it's too mixed up for me. I reckon you better do it, Elmer.
Well, I'm going to. Now listen to this.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman and guests assembled.
Yeah?
It is with pride I stand up before you.
Hey, wait a minute, Elmer.
What?
How are you going to eat lunch standing up?
Hush up, Cy, will you? We make the speeches standing up, then we sit down to eat.
Oh, I see. And all right, read it over again.
Keep quiet, then.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman and guests assembled.
Yeah.
It is with pride I stand before you and bring to you this message of civic pride and municipal accomplishment.
How did you ever say them big words, Elmer? You're mighty smart.
Oh, shucks, Cy, that ain't nothing for me. Say, I can make a good job out of saying any word in the whole dictionary.
You can.
Bet your life. Yeah. Now you watch me to see if it look just right when I'm saying it.
Why, what's that got to do with it?
Well, got a lot to do with it.
Oh.
Of course, I can look better and do this better after learning it and don't have to hold this darn book.
Why, Elmer, you ain't going to learn that long speech off by heart.
Certainly I'm going to learn it off by heart. You know, someday you'll appreciate me, Cy, and know that I can do most everything.
Yeah, I guess you can, Elmer.
Bet you.
Well, now start it over again. And this time, Elmer, try hooking your thumb in your vest.
Your vest?
Yeah, kind of leaning backwards a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Now, stick out your chest a little further.
Like this, you mean?
Yeah.
Good job you ain't doing this. There wouldn't be no chest to stick out.
a little straighter, Elmer. Lean over a little more back.
Lean more back like this?
Yeah. Lean back a little more.
A little more?
That's right.
Yeah, here you go. Mr. Chairman and guests assembled, it is with pride I stand before you.
Elmer. Did you hurt yourself?
Well, I didn't fall for the fun of it.
Oh, you did?
That's your fault, Cy Perkins. Now I've won with it.
Yeah.
My goodness, tell me lean back and lean back.
Well, I'm sorry, Elmer.
And I'll try again. Yeah. It is my belief that we have the finest community in the United States.
Yeah.
That's where I stop and wait for them to clap their hands, you know.
Yeah, how do you know they're going to clap them?
Says in the book. You wait for applause there. Way to hide this book, Cy, then open the door. All right, Si, now you can open it.
Well, it's Steve, Elmer. Come right on in, Steve.
Yeah, hello, Steve. Help yourself to your chair. I was just kind of practicing my speech for the Tigers Club luncheon.
Good idea, Elmer. Never mind the chair, Si. I can't stay but a minute. Just wanted to see if you're all ready for the luncheon.
Oh, yes. We're going to be ready all right, ain't we, Si?
Yes, sir. Elmer's got a fine and dandy speech here, Steve.
Certainly is. Best in the book. Steve, what time do you want us to come over to the lunch place?
Well, you'd better be in the lobby of the hotel at 11:45.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call the meeting to order at noon sharp. Of course, the sheriff will be the first speaker. Then I'll introduce you.
The sheriff gonna speak in front of me?
Hey, now, don't be finding fault, Henry.
Yes, but I don't like that sheriff to get ahead of me on nothing at all, I tell you.
Well, you will have the best spot for your speech, Elmer.
What do you mean?
Well, if your speech is good, you will have the chance of making the last impression on the audience.
Mm.
Well, I gotta run along. And don't forget, 11:45 sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And boys, please don't dress like you was when you got off that train with your prisoner.
Dead gum that fella, Si, making fun of us like that.
Yeah, I reckon we did look funny when we got off the train, Emmer.
Yeah, maybe so, but I ain't gonna look funny at this speaking. Wait till you get that book again now.
Emmer.
What?
You're gonna have to hurry up to learn that speech off by heart.
Well, now,
say tomorrow.
Don't you worry none about me, Si.
Yeah?
Now listen close while I say it all through now.
All right.
Oh, darn if this ain't busy in the middle of the street. See who it is, Si.
Hello, Sam. Me and Elmer's pretty busy now.
Certainly am. Working on my speech for the Tigers Club lunch tomorrow, Sam. We can talk about your window washing job another time.
Can't talk now, Sam.
No, sir, never fine. No, sir, but it's about that Tigers Club lunch that I come to see you all about.
Well, now, what do you got to do with the lunch, Sam?
Oh, shut the door and tell us quick, Sam. I got to get to practicing on my speech.
Well, all right. Come on in, Sam.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. You see, gentlemen, them folks at the lunch club wants me and my mama to fix some fried chicken for them like we done for the last dance, you know. But the hotel serves the lunch, and that cook won't get out of the kitchen for us to fix the chicken.
Oh, well, I don't know if we can do anything about that for you. Can we, Emmer?
Si, we can fix anything in this town.
Yeah.
We might have been fellers here now, you know, Sam. Now, you just forget about it. Forget all about it and rest easy. We'll see that you and your mammy serves the fried chicken at that lunch.
Now, Sam, I reckon you better run right over to the hotel and find out how many fellas is going to be at this lunch and how many chickens you got to have to feed that many fellas.
Now, wait a minute, Si. Wait a minute. Hold on there, Sam. Hold on. You can do something for me right now. You just sit in that chair over in the corner and help Si listen to my speech.
Now, what good's that going to do, Emmer? Sam ain't going to be in where the speeches is going to be. He'll be out in the kitchen.
I'm afraid I don't know much about speeches, Miss Elmer.
Yeah.
I always go to sleep while a gentleman is talking, so I never did hear nothing but the start of any old speech.
Yeah, there you are, Elmer. And what good is it going to be to have Sam listen to the speech? Now, he'll just go to sleep.
Yes, Sam, he's going to listen. And I can tell how it sounds to somebody that never heard me practicing on it before.
Well, all right, Sam. Get set. Draw up a chair and listen.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, Sam, if you go to sleep on my speech, you won't cook no chicken for the lunch. Now, you remember that to keep awake by.
Now, you be nice and quiet, Sam. And I'll do like Steve is going to do and introduce Elmer.
Well, you don't need to introduce and bother about that for Mr. Sire. I know who Mr. Elmer is, all right.
Oh, skit it, Sam. I ain't worrying about introducing Elmer to you. It's just to give Elmer a good start on his speech. Now, be quiet. I'm going to hammer on the desk. Like Steve is going to do with that little gravel hammer.
Si, not gravel, you ninny. Gavel, gavel.
All right, then, gavel. Here goes. Gentlemen, it gives me, I want to introduce you to the next talker, Mr. Elmer Peabody.
Mr. Chairman and guests assembled, it is with pride I stand before you and bring to you a message of civic pride and municipal accomplishment.
Hey, you're going fine, Elmer.
Sure.
Keep it going, Elmer.
Yes, I will if you hush up. It is my belief that we have the finest community in the United States.
Go on, Elmer. What are you waiting for? That's fine so far, ain't it, Sam?
Sure will.
Go right ahead, Elmer.
Well, I was waiting for you to clap your hands.
Oh, I did forget that, didn't I?
Now, looky here, Si, you got to do it so I can get used to it. Then it won't jump and surprise me too hard when them fellows up at the lunch club gives me a real big hand clapping. Now, let's try again. And watch how I stand, too, will you?
Well, maybe you're waving that book around a little too wild like, Elmer. You might hit somebody with it.
Si, I told you I ain't going to have the book up to meet you. Now, how was that standing?
Yeah, pretty good, Elmer. Yeah. But you could hang them thumbs a little more fancy-like in your galluses.
In the galluses?
Yeah. And get that chest out just a mite more.
And I'll try it then. Huh? Here, how's this? That better?
Well, maybe a little mite more, Elmer. A
little more?
Yeah, and stick your chin whiskers out straighter.
Mm-hmm. Like that, huh? How's that? Pretty smart, ain't it?
Yeah, now you got it, Elmer. Go right to it.
And looky here, Si. Don't you and Sam forget to clap good and loud when we get to that part about the United States. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. We'll get it, Elmer.
You better.
Now, start off when I introduce you. You all ready, Elmer?
Yes, already.
Get up a little straighter, Elmer.
What, you mean like this?
Get a little more dignity there.
Which?
Dignity.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, get him up now. All right, here we go. Introducing the next speaker, Mr. Elmer Peabody.
Mr. Chairman and guests assembled. How's that, Si?
Yeah, so keep going, Elmer.
It is with pride I stand before you and bring to you a message of civic progress and municipal accomplishment. It is my belief that we have the finest community in the United States. in the United States.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Sam? Didn't we tell you to clap your hands when Elmer said that?
At least Elmer's speech is restful, but we hope the luncheon guests will stay awake for it when he delivers it at the hotel. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.